police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelations, yes, the next generation will be. Hear me. All the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop it in any way. All the peacemakers turn war officers. Hear what I say. Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com.
Yeah. This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
and pull meg a day clap down.
Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Shops and morning streets and the blue and silent sunrise, but night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of a whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you. You're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted by the women with the dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby. Fall asleep, curl me up inside you, and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, you have hands of rain and water. And the laughing tale of the fool, the arranger of disorder, with your strange and simple rules. Yeah, now I've made me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh. With a long and slender body and go on to different lands. And please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay. And you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock Radio Show here on 88.3 FM, WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Van Savant. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Thank you. Still, and always is this endless moment. You tell me all, and I hold you, and I kiss you, and I never let you go. I never let you go. I never let you go.
Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, in the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad.
Red Cross tackling the Carpenters with their version of Yesterday Once More. What I should tell you is that if you don't have a soft spot in your heart for the Carpenters, I'm going to say that your heart is dark. And they do have counseling. They have Carpenters counseling for you. The song was actually written by Richard Carpenter and a guy named John Bettis. Now, here's a couple fun facts that you didn't care about, but I'm still going to tell you because that's what I do. I'm the Mockster. First and foremost, Richard and John were in Spectrum together pre the Carpenters, and John was like the lyricist, so John and Richard remained close and wrote some great songs. John later went on to write a bunch of songs for other people. Like, he wrote songs for Michael Jackson, the song Human Nature, Crazy for You for Madonna, Pointer Sisters, Bebo Bryson, Barbara Mandrell. So you know what? I might have to have a John Bettis mock at some point. But the other fun fact, I got to get it out of my head. John Bettis and Richard Carpenter both have October birthdays and were born like 2 weeks apart, turning 75 years old this year. So why not play a song they wrote by a band I like? So Red Cross, they're doing Yesterday Once More. Before Red Cross, Daniel Ash from, I want to say 89 is when it came out. It might have been 90, but I'm saying 89 just from my memory banks. Daniel Ash of Love and Rockets fame, doing the Beatles Day Tripper from a solo album he put out. And it might be his only solo album. It's the only one that I remember, but figured I'd throw that in there. The Cure with Anniversary. I'll tell you more on that in a second. I just want to wrap up that set. So, because you're taking notes. You're like, Mockster, you keep going off on tangents. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because you might have just heard me say that. I am the Mockster. My name's actually Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the music I have curated for you, which also includes songs that you have suggested me play. So it's not all about me. It's not all about me. But I will tell you, I played that Cure song, Anniversary, for a couple reasons. And the main one The main one is in October. That's when the Monster decide that's his radio anniversary. It's not his WRCT radio anniversary. It's his radio anniversary in general because it was back in the fall. So it could have been September, but I've just said it's October because I don't remember the date. The Monster did his very, very first radio show back in, okay, brace yourself, 1988. Yeah, so we are 33 years in, so I played an anniversary song because let's call this my anniversary show. Let's just call it that. Why not? So that's what I know. That's what I know. Speaking of this show, hopefully there's songs you want to hear. Let me know, and I will play it. Not on this show. I'll play it on a future show. Because I've got this show already booked. This one's booked. You got to get in line. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line for you to WRCT. Oh, I got to tell you the extension. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of the Monster and let me know what songs you might want to hear. Hey, before we get further into the music, I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants actually need your help more than ever. Did you know that actually 22 Americans die each and every day waiting for organ transplants, and most of them are for kidneys? Think of it. You got two of them. They only want one. The good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping change that because they link organ donors with people in need of organs, like kidneys. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I already guilted you about having two kidneys. You don't have to donate a kidney. You don't have to donate your liver or that heartless carpenter's heartless darkness. No, you don't need to donate any of that because you can also donate your boat, a car, real estate, and you get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. You can visit matchingdonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by matchingdonors.com and your good friends here at WRCT. Let me go back on that anniversary tangent for one more song, because back in 1989, John Cale put out an album called Words for the Dying. It was actually, he put music to Dylan Thomas poems. So I was looking at that because it's a beautiful album. It is. And there's a song on here called On a Wedding Anniversary. So my question to you is, what is the 11th wedding anniversary gift? Steel. Steel City, it's Steel.
The sky is torn across this ragged anniversary of two who moved for 3 years in two down the long walks of their vows. Now their love. Now their love lies lost. Love and his patience fall on a chain. A chain.
Chain.
Every Jew. From every Jew a greater carrying cloud. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house again. They come together whom their loves parted. And the windows pour into their hearts, and the doors burn in their brain. When they come together whom their love had parted, brain, burn in their brain.
love and his patience roar on the chain. Every true old crater carrying cloud.
Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their house. Death strikes their.
you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
Know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Give yourself a reminder. Be like, dude, I gotta tune in. I got to listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called The Mock. What is The Mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning, it just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock this week, We're doing something a little different yet special, but not different, because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The Moxer wants to kind of regenerate some old Mox. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a Mox. So I am pulling some rewind Mox, some flashback Mox, some throwback Mox, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah. Just take those old records off. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor. And I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did.